Hey, first of all, welcome everybody to come in on this call. I want you to know that one of the most important things that I value is time. And so for the next 45 minutes or so while you're on this phone, that's the most important thing to me for you. You can never get these 45 minutes back. So make sure that you get that pen working or that pencil working and write down any questions that you have. What I'd like to do is kind of hold off the questions until I'm coming through toward the end, and I'll have plenty of time to answer questions for anybody that has them. Okay? The first thing, planning for 2009. What I'd like to go over with my staff is how important it is to plan in order to get the results that you want. If you don't plan to succeed, then you plan to fail. So in 2009, what I do first is you get your calendar out, okay? And the first thing that I do is I go through it and I go to the public school calendar system. I go to the internet, I pull it up, and I find out when the public schools are in session, when public school starts and ends, all the days that are off, all the holidays throughout the year that the school's off, the days that they dismiss early, the days that they have parent meetings, the days that they have half a day of school. That's the first thing that I want to do, okay? The second thing that I want to do is I want to go to my community calendar. I want to find out when are the parades, when are the fairs, when are the carnivals, when are the things in town that have an impact on the community to where if I have an event, I may not have as many kids because they might be someplace else. Or if I have an event and somebody's flying in from out of town, is there going to be enough rooms to be able to house everybody? Because like when we have the boat show down here, it's one of the biggest in the country, all the rooms are filled. When the Naval Academy has graduation, all the rooms are filled. Okay? Or when we have parades and things like that, you know, the kids are going to be there. Or we can be there promoting. So getting the community calendar is important as well. The next thing that you can do is you could actually go and you can get the private school calendars for the kids that are in your school. So maybe we have a school called the Key School, which is a private school. It's about $15,000 a year. But we have, you know, a good number of students that are in that school. So it's important for me to know when are they out of school, when are they in school for special events, testings, and things like that. So, and you can think of more things to do, too. Like you can go ahead and get the your local mall or whatever it is, and when are they going to have their events? When are they going to have their big shows, the home shows or the kids shows or the women's shows or whatever shows that correspond with what you might want to promote over there, okay? You might go to the magazines that host kids' fairs, okay? And you might find out from all the local schools when they have their May fairs so you can do demos and things. But anyway, you get my idea. You want to make sure that you make a column and you put public schools, write it all down, then make a column for all the community events and all the other things that you may want to participate in or that may impact your school negatively if you host a tournament, a special event. Okay, now once you get all that together, you put it down and you kind of rank where you cannot have certain things. For an example, the next phase would be plan your testings. When are we going to have our testings? We're definitely not going to have our testings after kids have been out of school for a week and a half or only back in school for 4 or 5 days, right? So once you get all the events that are going on in your community or the things you don't have control over and you get those put in your calendar and you have blocked out the days that are not good for an event, and then that leaves the days that are good for events. Events can be your testings, open houses. It can be left for you to do staff training when you go someplace, like maybe you're going to go to a seminar at Member Solutions or at one of my seminars, or maybe you're going to the Maya event. So you got to make sure that you plan for everything, and that way you don't get, you know, caught off guard. Okay, now, once you have your calendar, okay, the first thing that I put in on my schedule is my testings, because those are the most important things. That's what makes my school run. That's why everybody joins. So I want to make sure that's successful. Then once I have those inputted, okay, I'm sorry, the vacations, you got to make sure when you're not in town, also make sure that if there's any staff that's going to be on a vacation or taking some time off and those kinds of things during the winter or the summer, then you got to make sure that you don't plan a labor-intensive event at that time as well. So let's now just pretend we've got our entire calendar finished in terms of when we can have events and when we can't and when we have our testings. Now, the next thing to do is that what I do is I take all the holidays in mind and all the special events that I want to do on the holidays, okay? Then from there, what's left are the weekends that you have available to host other events, like, for example, your open house, okay, or a tournament, okay, or a workshop or seminar, okay, or whatever type of industry, if you have jiu-jitsu or if you are in a tournament circuit or if you are, you know, heavy into the leadership training, whatever events that you want to put in there or bring somebody in from the outside to do a seminar, you now have those times open. Now, keeping this in mind, there's two things that you need to schedule, income generators and lead generators. An income generator is something that's going to bring income to your school, just like it says. Maybe it's a tournament. Maybe it's a seminar or a workshop that you're hosting, or maybe it's a seminar or workshop that somebody else is coming in to do for you, where I hope you make a good amount of money as well as they do, okay? Or it could be a lead generator. A lead generator is something that you'll bring people in your doors, like an open house or something to that nature, or a movie night that you don't charge for, okay? A movie night that you do charge for will be an income generator. A movie night that you don't charge for will be a lead generator, as long as you make every one of your students bring a friend in order for them to come in as an entry fee, okay? And that would be a lead generator, okay? Or you can combine your lead generator and your income generator, where you charge your student for whatever event it is, and they get to bring a person in for free. So you could do it any way that you want, okay? But now the idea is, in January, what is your one lead generator and what is your one income generator, okay? In February, what is your one lead generator and what is your one income generator? Same thing in March, April, May, June, all the way through to Christmas, okay, and to December, holidays. Now, you may want to tie in an event like Mother's Day, what month that falls in, instead of your lead generator, can actually be thanking all the mothers and having them come in and doing self-defense and offering it to your entire community, or just your parents alone and letting your all the moms and grandmas train for free. Father's Day, you could do the same thing. You could let all the fathers come in and train for free. So you can tie in different events throughout the year to for your lead and for your income generators. Okay? That's your calendar and planning. Okay, now, let's step into the production phase. Okay, the production phase starting in January. What do we want to know? Okay? I want to know, how many students do I have in my school? I want to know how many students are going to be expiring, okay, and who they are and when they're expiring, and then I want to rank those students from top to bottom on who's expiring first, okay? Then what I want to do is I want to rate those students on whether they are A students, not your A, B, and C like most people say, whether they're an A student, or I call it a green highlighting. I highlight a student green if I know that that's the type of student that's very motivated and should be a good upgrade, or where I can extend his time longer. I want to highlight a person yellow if I don't really know where he stands. He's a student. He comes in. He's not good or he's not bad, but I don't know where he sits right now on the fence. Is he one class closer to quitting? Is he one class closer to upgrading or what? I want to then highlight in pink. Hold on one second here. Let me turn down my ringer. Sorry. I want to highlight in pink the people that I think are like a C student, where they're not really that enthusiastic, or maybe their attendance hasn't been that good, or somebody that might drop. And then in orange, I'm going to highlight those people that I overheard or that have said to me that they're going to stop as soon as their membership's up. Why is this important? Well, you make an Excel spreadsheet. You put all your students there. You put down their name. You put down their number and their email address, or you just put down their name. You put down their expiration date. You put down their rank and their class time. Then you sort them on who expires first, and then you do all your highlighting. Who is the person in January that you need to speak to first? The person that's going to quit that expires the closest. So I'm going to talk to – the first person I know I need to speak to is somebody that's expiring that might not renew, because that's the first person I want to do a student evaluation on. If I find out it's a negative evaluation, I then have time to motivate him in class, so by the time he expires, I can get him in. If I don't do that and I start talking to people that don't expire until 3 or 4 months and I forget about the guys that are expiring in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, if I didn't do my homework first and already have them extended on memberships and I'm waiting to the last minute, then I'm going to kind of miss the boat on some of those people. So what you need to do is strategically plan your calendar. You need to strategically plan who you're going to hit in the first quarter of 2009, okay? If you know that you, out of 200 students, you got 50 people that are green that should upgrade and renew, boom, start hitting those guys. Let your non-experienced staff, your front desk person, just call them up, do a student evaluation, make sure that they're happy, and if everything's positive, you just roll right into extending their membership and upgrading them into the new programs. If it's a person that you need to speak with, or maybe a senior person that's a little bit better at handling problems, then you give all, then you give those guys all the pink and orange people and set them. If you've got an average staff, give them the yellow guys. And here's what I mean by student evaluation. That's probably the most important thing that a lot of my clients that end up having big schools and making big numbers, they like the student evaluations. What that does, it takes the temperature of a student. So if Anthony is a father of one of my students, I'm going to come up and say, Anthony, you know, do you have just a second? Yeah, I do. Well, come on in. I have him have a seat. And I just do a 3 or 4 minute student evaluation. Okay? How do you like the school? Great. What's the thing that your son likes the best? Is there anything that he doesn't like? Is a black belt one of his goals? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Whatever you guys normally ask. Based on your training now, is a black belt one of his goals? Oh, yes, it is. We'd love to continue to train, and I can't wait till he gets his black belt one day. Then you can go ahead and renew him for more time. Even if he doesn't expire for 6 months from now, you can still put him under the black belt program. Why? Because he can freeze his tuition rate and go forth. Or you might be talking to him, and he might say something about the competition team. Yeah, my son really likes the competition team or the leadership team, or we really like how your assistants work with our kids during makeup class. Oh, yeah, that's our leadership team. As a matter of fact, what belt is he right now? Well, he's a green belt. Oh, great, he qualifies for that. Is that something you'd like him to learn, some leadership skills? Yes, it is. Great, and then what you can do is you can show him and do an upgrade. But the other reason for doing it is when he says, you know what, I really like it. I'd like him to get his black belt. But we may take a break for a little while, just a little bit, because he's getting kind of burned out and it's kind of hard to get him here. Really, what does he do right before he comes? You know, he's out playing with his friends and stuff like that, and, you know, it's hard to drag him away from his friends and get him in here. But once he's here, he has a great time. But listen, you don't want to take a break. What you want to have him do is, and then you solve the problem for the person. Okay? So what you do, a student evaluation takes the temperature of a person and where they are sitting in your studio. Okay? Are they closer to quitting or closer to staying for a longer time and upgrading? Your goal on a student evaluation is to find that temperature. If they're going to quit or they think they might not stay, they still have time left, so they don't have to make that decision now. What you basically do is say, great, well, let's try this, and let's go ahead and meet in 2 weeks and see if that's, you know, sparked his interest a little bit more, or see if he's gone past that challenge of whatever it was. So then what you do is you write it down. You go over there and I say, okay, hey, instructors, you know, Anthony's son, Jimmy, make sure that you do this in class with him for the next, you know, week. Make sure you pump him up a little bit, and I'll make sure that he's cleaning his room, because he wasn't, his parent was kind of mad about that, but I'm going to get him doing that, and you get him sparring a little bit better so he likes it, because he got hit a couple times and he's thinking about stopping. So the instructors now can tend to him on the floor. You now can tend him when he comes off the floor and making sure that he's keeping his room clean and doing his things. And 2 weeks later, when you sit down with Anthony, I say, Anthony, how you doing? Good. Well, let me ask you, how's Jimmy doing now? Man, I don't know what you did, but his room's clean, and he doesn't complain. As a matter of fact, he likes sparring now. I don't know what the instructor said to him. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's going to happen a couple times in your training, and I hope it happens again. The reason why is because we teach kicking and punching, but when things like that happen, we're teaching life lessons. Can you see how that if that does happen again in another year or so, that by letting me know that, we can go ahead and fix it like we did now, and he can even learn more? Yeah, I do, actually. That's what I want for my son. Great. Then you can go into the renewal, and you can go into an upgrade. Okay? So those are the things as far as planning that goes. Okay, the next thing you want to do, let's take that section out. The next thing that you want to do is you want to plan. What about your financing? Have you guys gone through your bills? That's what I'm doing now, and I'm finding some amazing discoveries on how much I can save. Okay? go through those credit cards, go through those things that you have automatic payments coming out of, go through those things that you're paying that you're not using, go through your billing. So maybe through Member Solutions, you might have 75% of your people or 50% of your people on credit card withdrawal. Well, you know those people now. So instead of a credit card, make them do EFT, the checking account. That saves you a good percentage of the charge of what Member Solutions has to charge you because they have to pay credit card fees as well. So if I'm paying a rate of 6, 7, 8, 9%, and I can be paying a rate of 4, 5, or 6%, why wouldn't I go ahead and get 50 or 60 of the people, save 3 or 4% points? So instead of getting the credit card fees taken out, I just do EFT out of the checking account. If you're charging $150 a month and you got 50 people on it, that's what, $7,500? That's $7,500 times, say, 4% more or 3% more or whatever you're paying more. That's a little bit, but that's money. So start cutting your expenses on where there's a waste of expenses, if that makes sense. Next thing, look at your staff. Look at your classes. Planning for 2009, I look at my schedule. I've got 42 people in this class, and I've got 18 people in this class. They're both the same rank. They're not going to be adding anybody into the class anymore because they're intermediate or advanced students. Okay, maybe it's my brown belt class. And I've got a couple brown and red belt classes. Those are my biggest classes. So I've got 42 in this class, 18 in this class, and I've got probably 21 in this class. So what am I going to do? This class is complaining that it's too big. Well, I sort that class out. I look at who can move. I send an email to the people saying, hey, listen, I have a couple of open spots in a smaller class at this time and this time. I'm able to take 7 people from this class. The first 7 that email me back, I'll consider moving. Guess what? You end up getting 7 people emailing you back. Now instead of having a class of 42, you got a class of 35. Instead of having a class of 22, you now got a class of 29, and it kind of evens out. So start evening out your classes as well. Okay? Let's look at our class schedule again. Let's say, oh, you know what? I've only got 150 students, but I see that I have the time slot of 4:30 to 5:30 open on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There's only like 5 kids in that class, on that class now, because everybody else is transferred up to the advanced class. Well, move those 5 people and start a new class at that time. Maybe you're a school that has a hard time enrolling people. That's okay too. If you can't put anybody in that time slot, or maybe that time slot's not good for you guys, then do a specialty class at that time slot. You see? So there's so many things that you guys can prepare for. There's so many things that you guys can do as long as you plan your year. Now let me tell you why it's important to make that plan now. The reason it's important is, for an example, let's say that we're going to have a Easter event, okay, and we're going to do a lead generator and a school fun school thing to promote camaraderie and everything else, or we're going to do a lead generator and we're going to get a whole bunch of plastic Easter eggs. And we're going to go ahead and put a whole bunch of prizes on the inside. And we're going to give it to a church to give out. Or we're going to have our own Easter egg hunt. And so when the kids get the Easter egg hunt, they open it up and they look at the thing and they see they won a week. Or they see they won a month. Or your students, it's a particular colored egg. And that's for all the kids that are students of yours. And they find those colors. Then it's 10% off of an equipment. Or it's 10% off of leadership. Or it's 1 free month in leadership. Or whatever. If you do that event, we're not doing a special event thing, so I'm not going to explain how to do it. But just to give you an example, if that's our event, here's what most people do. They start thinking about it in February. They don't really get to it, and then they stress out, and they start getting everything done. They start trying to make the flyers, and they start trying to make the bonus tickets, and then they go get the eggs at the last minute, and then they call the church, or then they put the poster up, and what they're doing is they're working so hard to get ready for the event, to have the event, that they don't spend the time to get people at the event. So what you want to do is you want to plan your year so that you know that in March or April, whenever Easter's coming up, you know that 6 weeks before that comes up, you have already got all the stuff that you're going to do. You've got the poster, you've got the cards, you've got the slips, you've got everything. You've got the eggs. then what you're going to do is you're going to start promoting that event. Okay, but now that's in March. I mean, that's in what? February. In January, the middle of January, what do you need to do? You need to go start looking for the churches. Why? Because they're going to start planning in February for Easter or March, early or late February. So if you go up to somebody, you got a great idea, what does a church say to you? Oh, wow, that was a great idea. We've already got this. Let's do it next year. Okay, or you're doing a self-defense. Oh, that's really good, but let's do it next year. Okay, or a kid's safety program. Oh, let's do it next year. Okay? So you want to make sure that you've got it well in advance, that you have everything prepared, and that you present yourself to the places that you want to do these events to or lead generators in time before they plan something else. Okay? So those are the things you want to do. Now guess what you can do? Now you can work the event. Now you can start getting people in. Now you can start saying, hey, did you get to see our posters? Start making those announcements in class early so people make plans to be at your event, like your Christmas parties. If you did your Christmas parties around the same time everybody else did Christmas parties, you know, you may get some people, you may not, right? If you did your big shopping day, if you did that on Black Friday, I personally think that's a mistake because Black Friday, you should be keeping the kids at your school while the parents go shop. Black Friday is where you're going to compete with all the other department stores. After Black Friday, they already spent their money. So you need to do it before Black Friday, before they spend their money, if that makes sense. Okay? The times that you're going to be going, I don't know who's going to the Maya convention, okay, but if you're going to go to that convention, do you have something planned for that week? Do you have a special fitness day so your entire staff can go, where you have a fitness day, you bring in a couple of fitness instructors, and you promote it throughout the whole year, saying, hey, guys, in July we're going to do fitness. We're going to have special instructors come in. They're going to teach you how to do crunches and push-ups and teach you how to do it properly. We're going to have a person come in for the adult class. We're going to do a little bit of stretching and yoga to help really stretch you guys out, and really we're going to go that extra mile to get you that specialized stuff. So now when you leave, instead of a negative, it's a positive. Are you coming to one of Member Solutions events or my event, wherever you're going to go train, or maybe you're going to go train at the Nationals and you're going to bring, like, we brought 42 students last year to the Nationals and the Junior Olympics. Well, most of my staff left, you know, to take care of those guys. So what did we plan? So do you have something planned during those times you're going to be gone? Okay, so let's sum up just a little bit. I can touch on a lot of areas too, but it's a short phone call. And I want to be able to answer a lot of questions. So number one, your calendar. Make sure you get a calendar out before you start filling it in. Get a blank sheet of paper. Write down community events. Go to the website, search it, find when all the community events are. Public school calendar. Write down everything that you have to do in your school. Maybe you have two in-house tournaments. Maybe you go to 3 AAU tournaments, maybe you go to the Nationals and the Junior Olympics, and then maybe you have testings every quarter, or you may have still testings every month. So if you're not on a rotating plan, you probably have 12 testings instead of 4, okay? Or if you're on every 2 months, you might have 6. So plan all those things down. Okay. When are you going to do your big membership drives? When are you going to do your big membership pushes for your open house? When are you going to do your leadership demo team upgrade types of things? Are you the school that goes in and talks to people every day? Or every quarter when you have your testing, do you set it up like a super show event where you have kiosks out there and then you have everybody testing so everybody in your school can see the medals for the Olympic guys and can see the parents and the kids talking about it and can see the leadership people and the demo team, you know, booth and stuff like that. And the booth is where your own students man it. Now when the demo team goes out and does a demo for your graduation, people go, wow, that's awesome. Then they stop by your booth before they leave, and they talk to a parent that says how much it's done for their son or their daughter. Then you go and you see, wow, who are those kids in their red tops or the blue tops or whatever you guys use? Oh, they're the leadership people. Wow, they're really organizing stuff, and they're holding shields, and they're helping. And then they see the leadership thing. So if that's the way that you do it, really set it up nice, and then every testing you can work those people, and that's what we're going to be doing this upcoming year, getting stuff together like that, okay? If you don't do that and you do something else, you know, plan for that. So, again, your calendar is very important. The next step was what I talked about, getting that Excel spreadsheet. If you have the Excel spreadsheet, you know who to target. You know who to hit. I call it my hit list. I want to know everybody that's possibility of an upgrade easily. Boom, and I'm going to go get them. I want to know everybody that's about to expire in the next 30 to 60 days. Those are the guys that I'm going to hit first, and I'm going to hit the pink and the orange first. Then I'm going to hit the yellow. Then I'm going to hit the guys that aren't highlighted at all, and then I'm going to go ahead and go for my green guys if I'm alone. If I'm not alone, then I'll have my staff help me. But the idea is you have to reach the people that are going to that might not be happy, that want to quit, okay, that are about to expire, before you talk to the people that are happy and have time left, because they'll still be there later where your other people will not be, okay? And the next thing I just want to talk to you about really fast is whether you're a good school or whether you're not a, such a good school, it doesn't matter. You talk to your people usually two times other than just saying hi. Pull them in the office. Think about it. When there's something wrong or when you need money. Most people just don't pull them into chat and say, how you doing? Here's this. There's either a problem or it's time to renew. And people know that. And it's not because that's what you care about. It's because you're busy. You're teaching classes and you're doing intros and you're running your business. And the people that you talk to is when they have a problem and when they need to upgrade. Normal. But if you make it a set policy that you talk to X amount of people per day or per class or per last name letter in the alphabet or per rank or per testing or whatever, however you do it, and you're talking to a handful of people every day, even if it's only 60 seconds where you pull them in, hey, how's Johnny doing? What I like to do is I like to go out and pull my entire class and, hey, parents, you guys got a second? Come in here for a second. Boom, and all the parents come in, and I say, sit down on the floor and see how your kids feel when they train. Or sit on the couch or get the chairs out for the parents, and I have them sit down. I said, listen, I just want to ask you guys a question. How's it going out there? How are your kids doing? Okay, boom, you know, and then just ask them a bunch of questions. People don't do that because they don't want to hear the negative stuff. People don't ask their students certain things because they don't want to bring up an issue that may not be brought up. But guess what? That's why people quit. Because you never brought it up. It's still an issue. If they're going to quit or they don't like sparring or they don't like the way one instructor talks, just because they don't tell you doesn't mean they're not upset. But when they quit, what do they say? Oh, no, we just don't have the time right now. It's okay. You know, we'll be back. We'll be back. And think about it. When's the last time you went to the restaurant and had a bad meal? Or your food wasn't really that good and you're probably not going to come back again? It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. And the manager comes, hey, how was your dinner? It sucked. I didn't like it. It was horrible. You don't say that. Oh, it was fine. It was fine. And then you just don't come back again. Every once in a while, you'll complain about your food. But in general, people won't come up to you and say, hey, Anthony, you know what? I really didn't like your class today. You know, Kathy, you know, I really didn't like the way that you handled the problem. You know, I mean, I really didn't like the way that you, a couple of those words that you said today in there. Or, you know, I didn't really like the way, John, I didn't really like the way that you reacted to somebody at the front desk that I overheard standing here the other day. They don't say that. They just listen. Okay? So you need to bring it up to them. I also ask the kids when they come out of class. Kid comes out of class, his face doesn't look that great. Hey, did you have a good class? Yes, sir. Was it this much fun? And I put a little my hands together kind of close. Or this much fun? Or this much fun? The kid goes, this much fun, because it's little, because he's not going to say he didn't enjoy it. You know, so you have to really get the real answers. But, again, it's all part of planning. Who are you going to talk to? Who are the people that might quit? Who are your A, B, and C students? Who are you going to upgrade? When are you going to do your event? Okay? Last thing, and then I'll go in for questions. What you also want to do is you want to plan your staff training. You got your stats. Analyze your stats. Find out where your club is strong. Find out where your club is weak. And attack those areas. But you have to be careful how you really monitor what you're doing. Here's why. If you have a student and they're your info calls, and say you had 10 info calls and you had 3 appointments, okay? Or you had 10 info calls and you had 3 sales. What do you got to work on? Well, if you have 10 info calls, if you have 9 make an appointment, and you have 6 show up, you might think that you're weak at doing telephone appointments. okay? Oh, 9 appointments is good, but they're not coming in. Where's your problem? Is it in making the appointment just because the guy's going to hang up and not show up, or did you make a good appointment but you didn't confirm the call on time? You know? Or did they come in and you didn't do a very good price presentation, so you have to work on it? Or did they come in and you didn't do a very introductory lesson? So it has nothing to do with your prices. It has to do with how good you're teaching your intro. Or maybe you're teaching your intro really good, but you didn't overcome the objections before the price. Okay? Do you know, you know, that that your students, sometimes when they quit, it has nothing to do with your class, but it has something to do with they were talking back to their mother and they hit their sister and they weren't getting their homework done? And if you don't find that out, you may have all the answers like I do, but if you don't find that out until after 4 weeks of that child giving a mother a headache, then even if you have the right answer, she's not going to sit there and reward her kid to continue in karate because he's been telling her to shut up and he's been getting bad grades and he's been hitting his sister for a whole month. So no matter how good it is, she's not going to reward him. But what if you found that out the first week that he did it? Then maybe you could solve it before he got too bad at home. So it doesn't always have to do with your school or your club or your instructor. It could have to do with them at home. So, again, those student evaluations that you do are very important. And how you find them is by going through and asking your instructors. And by doing that little, hey, Anthony, how's your son doing in here? Doing good? Good. Is he behaving at home? He's doing his homework? Room's clean? Oh, give me. Okay, excellent. Good job. Go to the next person. Hey, how's it? Hey, everybody, raise your hand if your son's keeping his room clean. Good. Raise your hand if you want me to talk to your son about keeping his room clean. Okay, good. And then the kid parents raise their hand. Now you immediately know you bring four of those kids in, sit them down. I did this yesterday. And I said, hey, are you guys' rooms clean? Listen, if you want to be a black belt, anybody can take karate, but if you want to be a black belt, this is what you got to do. And you spend 20 seconds with them. You let them go. Then you walk out of the office and you get about two or three parents going, thank you very much, thank you very much. That's how you build obligation. Okay, so we got plenty of time for questions. I know I talk a lot. I know I talk fast, but I like to get a lot of information to you guys. You're only going to be probably picking up 5 or 10% of it, but different people will pick up different parts. What you want to do is don't do everything I said. Take what you need most because it's new for you. Write it down. Implement it. Okay? And you'll see that your year will be a lot better with renewals, will be a lot better with upgrades and new sign-ups, and your staff won't be, and you won't be so stressed out before an event. Okay? And the reason I know this is because everything that I just told you, I used to be stressed out about at one time or another. Okay? And still to this day, if I don't plan a certain thing right, it might blow up in my face and I have to fix it. I'm just lucky that I can fix things fast. But if you don't have to and you can plan for it, that's best. Did I miss anything, Kathy? Did you want me to touch on anything else?
No, I thought it was great. I took notes myself, and I really like the sequence that you presented the information in. So, no, I think it's awesome.
Okay. What I'd like to do then, if we can, if you want to open up for questions, I'd be more than happy to open up for questions.
Okay. Mary wants to know, what are some of the other group parent questions that you ask?
Group parent questions. What I usually do is the same thing that I ask the individual parents. I'll go and I'll ask the group. I'll say, hey, guys, how's everybody liking class? How's the kids liking class? Raise your hand if they're excited to be here. Raise your hand if you get a little hesitancy sometimes when they come in. Okay? And then I'll either have them come in an office or I'll answer the question right there. Or I'll ask a group of parents very simply. I'll say, hey, guys, is all your kids keeping their rooms clean? Or are all your kids doing their homeworks? Or just like your student creed, is everybody listening to their teachers? Is everybody doing their homework? Is everybody saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am at home? That kind of stuff. The other thing that I ask for planning is to say, hey, listen, guys, Easter's coming up, and I think we're going to be doing a special event. I had three or four parents ask me if we would go ahead and do a seminar, you know, or not. I'm sorry, say when the kids are going to be out of school is usually when I do this. I said, listen, a couple of parents asked me about maybe having a day camp. You know, kids are going to be out of school in about 6 weeks from now, and they're going to be out of school on Monday, and you guys are going to be working. So what we're going to do is a couple of parents asked me if we can have a if we can go ahead and have a workshop. a parent day out where the kids can come here while you guys work. And we can either do it from 9 to 12, or we can do it from 12 to 3 or 9 to 3. How many people would be interested? Okay, good. Let me get your names down. Okay, good. I'll let you know if we're going to have that, guys. I'm just trying to find out the interest because we have to have at least 20 kids. So what I usually do is I usually build up an event and book it before I even have to post it. So, for example, if I need 20 kids to have an event, I'll get those 20 kids when I got them. I'll post it up, and then I'll end up getting 30 or 40. But if I didn't get those 30 or 40, I already made my profit on the 20. That's what I usually do when I ask the group of parents. That help you out, Mary?
I'm sure that did. I'm sure that did. Another question that came in on the web is, what income generator and what lead generator are your schools doing in January?
What we're doing, actually, is we're doing something we normally don't do. I never give out free money. But we're going to have our 15-year anniversary in March. And so what I did was we made a postcard up, and all of our ads in December basically said, come celebrate our 15-year anniversary. East Coast Martial Arts has been servicing this community, blah, 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 and we just put it out there. And we want everybody to come celebrate with us. We're going to be having a huge party, which will be announced in March. But we want you to go ahead and celebrate us in the beginning of January. So my lead and income generator on that respect is we're going to have an open house too. But what we're going to do is all my current students, anybody in their family can train for free. Anybody in my neighborhood, that has been passed with us before, we're going to send these cards out and let them come and train for free. Not a month free, a month free that ends in January. So they can come in the 1st of January and train all month. If they don't accept it until the middle of January, they've only got 2 weeks. So we have an end date. We don't have an open date. We've already had a couple of people come in and ask if they could start before January and just do the 30 days. Of course, I said yes. So we got some people now right now training. We just put it out. I think we've only got three, but we just put it out, and we've got three people that have accepted it that are training, and we've got more people that accepted it that are waiting until January. Because what we want to do in January, I'm not really traveling that much. So I'm going to be in my schools even pumping it up even more in terms of the classes, so that the classes are so exciting that by the end of the time, they're going to want to join. Of course, we don't wait for 30 days to enroll them. Okay, they come in, we give them the intro, we get them into class, we do a 1 week and a 2 week evaluation, 1 week for some people, 2 weeks for the others, because we have a lot of people, we can't do everybody, and based on if they've liked that class, based on if they think that they're going to continue after the end of January, if they say yes, oh, we're definitely going to continue, great, if you want to go ahead and continue now, it'll save me time at the end enrolling everybody at the same time, here's your incentive to do it now, since you're going to do it anyway. So that's kind of our incentive there. And toward the end of the month, having an open house, so everybody that did come in can come back, and everybody that was a past student can come in, and that kind of stuff. So that's kind of our generator there. Our income generator, I don't want to have an income generator actually this January, for the simple fact that we're going to be really, 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 really busy with that, and all our weekends are already full. And so our income generator, we do not have.
Okay.
Okay.
That's quite a bit. You have a lot going on.
Yeah, we got a full. I say we don't have an income generator, but I know my staff's got something up their sleeves because they do something all the time.
I bet they do. There's another web question wants to know, how far in advance of your students expiring would you approach them if they're greened? I guess like green highlighted.
If they're green highlighted, I wouldn't wait at all. What I would do, see, here's what I do. What I say, whether somebody's going to expire in a week, in 3 months, or in 18 months, or if you sign somebody up for 36 months, and then next year you do I'm sitting down with them and they still have 24 months left. So let's just say you have 24 months left, Kathy, okay? I signed you up for 36 months. You have 18 to 24 months left, and I sit down and I do a student evaluation. And I say, hey, Kathy, how do you like classes? And you like them. And I say, usually in this stage, after somebody's trained as long as you have, whether it's 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 month, 2 months, it makes no difference if you guys understand what I'm saying. Okay? Kathy, you've been training for about 2.5 years now, right? Yeah, let me ask you, how do you like your training? Well, I love it. Well, listen, last year you went ahead and you signed up for 3 years. and you've already gone through another year. Are you glad that you did that? Oh, yeah, I want to continue. I don't want to stop training. Great. If you'd like, we can go ahead and lock that rate in for another 36 months. So instead of at the end of 24 months, you paying whatever rate it is at that time, if you want to go ahead and lock it in, I can lock it in, keep it locked in for you for 36 months. So we'll just add that 12 months that you already had onto it so you can continue to go at the same price. If somebody has 6 months left, you sit down and say, hey, listen, you know, how do you like it? Or, you know, are you going to continue? Yes, I'm going to continue. Great. You have two choices. If you're going to continue anyway, we can go ahead and lock in your same price. Or if you're going to have a price increase, we're going to be having a price increase in January. If you want to go ahead, for the people that want to renew now, instead of waiting until February or March when they expire, since we're going to have a price increase in January, if you want to renew now and you do it for 24 months or longer, I can go ahead and lock in your current price. Or I can meet you halfway, and instead of it being $150 a month, it's only going to be $140 a month. So it's only going to go up $2 a class or $1 a class. So it doesn't really matter. You don't have to wait. Personally, I think your goal is to make sure that 75% of your membership is on a 24 to 36-month agreement. That should be your goal, if not higher.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody on the
just
phone?
In case, in case anybody does wait to the last minute, your goal is
we
to
never
have
do
enough,
that.
Your goal is to have enough time. Your goal is to have enough time to be able to have that person in class, make them feel good about themselves, and want to stay before they expire. And just to let you know, I let it go myself, and I've been traveling all over the place and whatever. So we have a lot of people that are going to be expiring too, because I wasn't doing what we just said for the last little while. I haven't been monitoring it, so now we got to go back and get everybody up again. So. But if a person's expired or going to expire in a week or they're already expired, do your student evaluation. Don't even tell them they're expired, okay? You waited to the last minute, so you got to suck it up and do it this way now. Kathy's not really happy with her membership. She's not really sure if she's going to want to continue. Oh, you know what? Well, let's just work on it. We'll do this. Let's go ahead and meet in 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks let's see how you're doing. They might already be expired. Who cares if they continue to train? Your job is to get him motivated again. So Kathy comes in 2 weeks and say, listen, you know, Kathy, he's doing great now. Well, listen, since he was having a problem, I went ahead and pulled your membership, and I wanted to see how much time you had left so that we could work on it. And I noticed, actually, that you already expired 2 weeks ago. But now you already know she's positive, right? You see what I'm saying? If you'd have took them in and they were expired, and you said, well, listen, you expire now, so what are you going to do? Well, I'm not really sure, but I don't want to sign another contract if I'm not sure he's going to continue. Then you try to overcome that objection. Instead of doing that, you overcome it before you tell them that they expired. Okay?
I'm going to say, hey, Tommy, so it's not a good idea to go back to that person and go, oh, by the way, you owe a couple months back tuition too?
That's true. We've done that a lot, though, honestly. We've made mistakes in the past, very big mistakes. Just to let you guys know that, we had one time where we had a batch of people that somehow didn't get processed. Somehow it just got into the files. They trained. I had six people that trained for a year. They got put in the computer, but somehow the files, we put it all in, but it never got sent to Member Solutions. It just didn't get there. We had a transition. It never got sent there. And I had another employee that really messed me up on a lot of things, because we had a lot of people that we had to work on, and I had to go back and ask for money, and there's a way to do that too. But, no, yeah, you're right. In general, it's not a good idea, but it happens. If you're in that situation, send me an email. I'll tell you how to do it, because we had to go through it. We had to go through it about a year ago.
I'm not saying that never happened to me either, so.
Yeah. I'll tell you the truth. It's like, I mean, I got a lot of ideas. We've done a lot of things in the past. But every single school, mine and all the other successful schools, there's always a time where you've messed up in your own self, where you didn't do a certain thing, you know. And I just happen to have a big thing that we're doing right now. We're redoing a lot of our things to get a lot of people back on from what I used to do a long time ago. Almost everybody was on 36 months. Then I experimented and had everybody only on a year because it was so much easier to cash them out. And then we didn't do auto renewals or anything else. And then we just started playing the catch-up game of renewals. So, and then I started traveling and this and that. And so everybody has a way. So that's why when you plan your year, you look at your membership base and say, hey, look, 75% of our guys are only on 1 year, 10% are on 6 months, and only 15% are on 24 months or longer. Okay, who am I going to hit first? Our goal is to do this in within the first quarter of the year to have this number of people at this membership or cash out or 18 months or 6 months. You might have a 36-month person that you go up to and say, person comes up and says, you know, the economy's getting bad. You know, we got 24 months left. I don't know if we can continue to do this. I don't know what's going to happen next year. And I say, well, right now is not a problem, right? Well, right now it's not. Double up your payments now. Get it paid off in the next year. And then if something happens the following year, you're all paid up. You don't have to worry about it.
Hmm.
You know, there's many different ways to handle this economy thing, okay, which I haven't really seen that much of a dip, but I have seen some. Because if people have money now and they're worried about it later, have them pay off their membership now so they don't have to worry about it. Don't wait. That's a good thing for a cash out. Walk up to somebody. Hey, what do you think about the economy? You know, how are you doing? Oh, I'm not doing so good. It's going to be tough. You know, I'm thinking about 6 or 7 months. I'm not going to have a job anymore. Great. Let's double up on those payments now so you don't have to worry about it later. You know, there's a lot of things you guys can do. You just got to plan for it, if that makes sense. Any other questions?
Yeah, I've got one, Tommy. I don't know if it's going to get off the subject or anything, but it's about bringing past students back, you know, that's been out of school for quite a while. I mean, I've heard some things about how to do it, but just hadn't really got into it to call someone and talk about it. What's a good way?
I do this because that's what we're doing too in January with my 30-day free card. What we're doing is I don't have it on me. I don't have it pulled up, so it'll take a little bit. So I'll just tell you kind of gist of what it says. The front of the card basically says, you know, Anne Arundel County residents, and it says past student. It says shake off the rust, come back, get in shape. You know what I mean? We're going to give you 30 days to come back and get in shape again. You could either do an email campaign to everybody, a telephone campaign to everybody. You can send a letter to everybody. You can send a postcard to everybody. Or you can go ahead and give people phone calls and leave messages on their answer machines. But basically what you want to do is just say, hey, guys, this is a new year. We had a couple of students give us a call. They wanted to come back, so we thought we'd call everybody back. Here's what we want to do. A lot of people, when they come back, they want to start training again. But number one, they're afraid that they're not in shape. Number two, they forgot a little bit of material. Number three, they feel a little uncomfortable. So we have a lot of people that feel that way coming back in the first 2 weeks. We're going to work with you special in a special class without the regular students to get you comfortable again. That way, at the end of 2 weeks, if you guys feel comfortable and you want to jump into class, we'll give you 2 more weeks for free in class, and then you guys can go ahead and join. You know?
Right. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? You know an easy way to do it, too?
Okay.
Go to your students and just do it. See, I like to make my students work for me. So I say, hey, guys, listen. Got a contest for you guys. Not a real contest, but a contest. We got the new year coming up. Every one of you had a classmate that dropped out, didn't you? All right. Let's have a contest and see who the first person can go get one of your old friends back in here again.
No,
then
that's good.
You tell 150 people that, and they go tell 150 of their friends, and maybe you get 4 or 5 back, but you didn't spend a penny on sending a postcard out. You know, just challenge your student. Or you walk up to somebody and you just say, listen, I know you are really good friends with so-and-so. We really want him back here as a student. What can we do to get him back? Well, the reason he quit is, you know, because he just hates sparring. He keeps getting hit in the face. You know, he's you know, 42 years old. He's a doctor, and he didn't want to tell you that, but that's the real reason he quit. Really? Okay, well, here, tell him this and get him back in here, you know? So that's how you can go about it, too, is going to your students and having your students bring those people back.
That's awesome.
Is that it?
I think that is. You know, I did want to just give a quick plug. Tommy, you probably know your DVD sets with Member Solutions are on featured special this month. Our Member Solutions clients can get $50 off any of your DVD sets that we carry. And if you're not a Member Solutions client and you're one of our guests today at the teleseminar, you can also go to Tommy Lee's website, which is Martial Arts Success, correct, sir?
MartialArtsSuccess.com, yes.
Yes, and I believe all of your DVD sets are featured up there, as well as your coaching program and all kinds of great information that you have.
It is. Thank you very much. We actually, it's my old site. We're going to be having a new one coming out in January, which is going to be awesome. But, yeah, they can get on there now. Absolutely. And you know what, Kathy, anybody that has a question, if you guys, I get a lot of emails, but if you send me an email and just put question about teleconference, I'll go ahead and make sure that I answer that email for you, and Kathy can give you my email. It's the, I'll just give it to you now. It's, Kathy, if you want to write it down, it's Tommy, ECMA, at gmail.com. I'm using that until all my new, I got a whole new thing that's coming out, so I'm just using my Gmail account right now so I don't miss any of it in the transition of moving my website and moving all my email addresses. So Tommy, ECMA, at gmail.com. Kathy, I enjoyed it. If anybody has additional questions, you can forward them to me or to the advisory group, and we can take care of them.
All right. Well, Tommy Lee, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to do the presentation. It's awesome.
You are welcome. I hope everybody has a great year.